Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, one of the reasons you're in the spot that you're in right now, Terry, you have not had a losing streak beyond three games here in the first half. Last night, you went into the game, you'd only lost two in a row, not like that's anything major. But again, you nip it in the bud. This ball club has done that all season long, haven't they?
You know, Hammy, that's the one thing we didn't do the first 3 years, my first 3 years here, especially early. You know, we'd lose four and four turn to six, and then you had to dig yourself out of a hole. So that's one of the things I've been pleased about. And it's not like you can just say, you know, we got to do that. I think it's the way you play. You know, give yourself a chance to win enough. You, like you say, you nip those things in the bud. You know, last night was a, you know, we get two home runs right off the bat. And it doesn't mean you're going to win, but it sure sets a tone. I thought Lonnie's tack on for the two-run homer was huge. And then, you know, me and Millsy are talking in the dugout how their kid looks like he's so tough on righties, but, you know, our lefties have a chance. And then Knapp hit one, you know, a mile. But, you know, it's because we didn't have a ton of hits, but we seemed like we had, you know, we had four home runs.
Tito, you mentioned Mike Napoli's home run. I mean, he darn near hit the scoreboard on the fly. You just don't see that at this ballpark anymore. But it even looked like guys in the dugout were impressed. It's hard to impress fellow major leaguers, isn't it?
Yeah, but you're right. Everybody was. I mean, when they showed that on the replay and it almost hit the drummer, that's a you know, whoever estimated that was 462 needs to do some math, because that thing was really hit. And Knapp, you know, he's strong, he's quick, and every once in a while he's going to hit one that far. But, you know, it was certainly – it doesn't count anymore, but it sure was fun to watch.
You know what's great, too, about him, among other things? He's not afraid to tell you, yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm going to go watch that again.
Oh, no, he's got – his personality's – I mean, everybody loves him, myself included. It's not an arrogance. It's just an honesty and a pure joy of what he's doing. And you hit one that far, you got to go watch it.
Well, I think you said the key word there for this first half, Tito. When you're around this ball club and you watch this ball club, they have a joy in how they play the game, and they're not afraid to express it on the field.
Well, I think with winning, that comes, and it's always the old argument, like the tail before the dog or after, what brings what. I think it's easier to certainly have camaraderie when you're playing well. Every team gets tested. Hopefully, like you said, when we get tested, we'll nip things in the bud so it doesn't become longer, but it's a long season. But to this point, this group has done a really good job.
You also touched upon Lonnie Chisenhall. I mean, a lot of us wondered what was wrong with Lonnie. He didn't seem to hit a ball hard even in spring training or for a couple of months here, but literally over the last 3 to 4 weeks, Terry, he's been one of the best hitters in the American League. What changed?
You know, Lonnie has that ability. We've seen it before. I mean, a couple years ago, the first half, he hit 400. So it's not like he can't do it. He's had a tough time being consistent. And like you said, the you know, in spring training, it was like, you know, everybody was searching, Lonnie included. And then you get on a roll, you start to get confident, and look what happens. And he knows he can do it, but it's been a huge – with him and Naquin delivering that production, it's given us a huge lift.
Well, and another guy, we can't end the show without mentioning Corey Kluber. Yeah, he's had some bad outings this year, but, Terry, he's had 5-6 outings that are about as dominant as we saw when he won the Cy Young, including last night.
You know, I mean, he set the bar high a couple years ago, and probably not fairly. You know, it's everybody's going to always go back to that. But he's been a really good pitcher for us for the last 3 years. And you go give him a lead and look what he does with it. And again, he you know, that Cy Young season was kind of a magical season. Will he do it again? I hope so. But even if he doesn't, he's still a really, really good pitcher.
And today, Danny Salazar, does making the All-Star team help young players like a Danny Salazar?
Well, we'll see. I mean, certainly the hope is that when guys taste that, they get more hungry, as opposed to not sense of entitlement or, you know, I got there and then you back off. And I don't think we'd let Danny do that. But I think the hope is that he sees what the hard work can get him, and then he really wants to go and take it to another level.
Tribe manager Terry Francona, KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Yankees coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.